Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And as promised, his name is Zach Cozart. He's a Cincinnati Reds shortstop, former Ole Miss and Collierville High star. He's now in his seventh season with the Reds, and he joins us now. Zach, how are you? Long time no talk to.
I know. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We are doing great. First of all, thanks, man, because I know you guys are running, and I know how busy you are. Thanks for the time. We'll keep it quick. We'll keep you rolling. You're just among the major league leaders in hitting this season, hitting over 350. How's it going, man? How about the season you're having?
It's going pretty well. It feels good when you have hard work and it pays off. We're just trying to, string together some wins here. Had a rough patch going on with the team. So we're going to look to turn it around. But, yeah, it feels good to have stuff you've done, in the off season and before just kind of pay off for you.
Zach, how's the wrist, man?
It's good. It's a weird little thing going on. I've had tests and stuff. It's nothing major. It's just one of those things that, certain plays in the game, whether it be a dive or jamming my wrist at some point, flares it up a little bit, and I might need a day off or so. So it's one of those things that I'm going to have to probably play through it the rest of the year, but it's nothing major.
What's happened for you at the plate, Zach? I mean, last year you're coming off that bad knee injury that ended your 2015 season. You hit 252, I think, right around 250. This year you're in the 350s. What's going so right for you at the plate?
Well, I made early in spring training, I made a little change to my setup. I used to, start out with my hands up high and try to get into my rhythm that way. I was just so hit or miss with it, sometimes feeling good, sometimes not. So, I've seen guys around the league, Yadier Molina comes to mind. Mm-hmm. They kind of just sits his bat on his shoulder and then just goes from there. And I did that in spring training. First at bat, I hit a home run. I was like, well, maybe this will work. I don't know. It felt a little weird. But more and more, I got the muscle memory down, and now it's just it just feels easier up there to where I don't have to worry about a rhythm thing, my hands or anything. I just get into a good spot to hit, and I have a better chance, every pitch, which has been the biggest difference.
How tough was the injury back in 15, Zach? Getting over it, getting through it. Baseball's so mental. I imagine that's a huge part of it. Just feeling that you're right. Did you ever feel? Was there ever a time where you started to doubt yourself when you're out, or is that something you've just got to totally put out your mind? You stay positive the whole time. Must have been tough.
It was tough. Yeah. It was a bad knee injury, and I'm not. I wasn't 22 when it happened,
right.
So it takes a little longer recovery. I knew it was going to be tough. Coming into last year, coming to spring training, getting out there, I had to wear a knee brace, all year. And there wasn't a day last year when I was playing, 120 games or so, that I wasn't feeling my knee. It didn't feel great. But now, that's behind me. Finally, I come to spring training. I had a full,
yep,
good off season of workouts. Didn't have any setbacks or anything, and I feel strong, and it feels good to kind of put that knee, the whole knee thing behind me.
Absolutely.
Because baseball, hitting, defense, everything, you got to get into your legs. So makes it easier when you're feeling good.
You are having an incredible season individually. Have you allowed yourself to think about the All-Star game and whether you will be in it?
It's crossed my mind. It obviously would be a really cool thing. I've never been to one, but my mind always goes back to, I was part of some winning teams early in my career, and the last couple of years have been tough team-wise, and I just want to get back to winning, because winning cures everything. If you're in a slump and you win, no one cares. So I want to get some of these young guys the taste of winning too. So that's kind of where my mind usually goes back to, more of the team thing than, worrying about myself.
I'm curious about your plans for a campaign though, man, because I looked and I looked and I looked, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
I know, I'm trying.
I don't see Zach Cozart. You are not on social media. You are no. If you are, you're incognito. Do you have
No, I don't do social media. I guess I'm part of the old school crowd still. I don't get on that stuff because I feel like, you know, most of the stuff's too negative out there when it comes to that. Even if you're playing well, there's some people going to be negative about something. So, you know, I just let, you know, my play speak for itself. I speak to the, you know, the reporters and stuff here, and, you know, I guess I get it out that way and let the Reds handle their social media part, and you know, and I just play baseball. That's it.
How often do you, something I've always wanted to ask you, how often do you get back to Memphis? Do you still live here? Because it's been a while, Zach. Obviously, for our listeners, I covered Zach in high school when I was a high school sports reporter at the Commercial Appeal, but haven't touched base much since. So catch us up. Where are you? Are you in Cincinnati? Is the family in Cincinnati? Have you grown up there? What's your base? Where are you living?
I live outside of Nashville.
Okay.
I live in Brentwood, Tennessee, and you know, the family's up here, you know, during the season, but.
Right.
You know, a lot of my family still lives back in Carterville, so I go back for, you know, the holidays and stuff around Christmas. I usually get back to Carterville and, you know, hang out there for a couple days. But I don't come back too often because I'm just, when I get to the off season, everybody asks, what do you like to do in the off season for vacation? And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, the off season is vacation because I've been playing for, you know, ever since February 15th, including spring training. I've been playing every day, basically, so I like that off season for just relaxing at home, and so I don't really go a lot of places. I'm pretty relaxed guy, so but yeah, I get back there to see the family and for the holidays.
How often? And I've read other people say this. People that cover the team on a daily basis, your name, people in baseball all the time. Your name's coming up in trade talks now, and it's just a part of it. They say you deal with it head on, that you don't run away from those questions, that you answer them open and honestly. Mostly I'm going to take care of myself. Has it been that way? Is that easy to do, to kind of compartmentalize that and put that off to the side and just worry about yourself and the team and not maybe what the future?
It can be tough. You know, mainly when it comes to trade talk, you know, I worry about, like, where, you know, my, getting my family to wherever I'm going to go, or that kind of stuff. It's, you know, I'll be fine. But, it's a weird thing. You know, I got drafted in 2007 with the Reds, you know, so I came up through the minor leagues. I've been here, been with the Reds my whole career in baseball. So it's a little weird to, you know, be involved in those talks going, you know, with other teams and stuff. But, you know, I always say, if you're lucky enough to play as long as I have so far, that, you know, it's inevitable, you know, with the way the game is now, that you're going to come up in those kind of talks. So I look at it as a positive, and, you know, and that's all I can do. You know, I come here, like you said, I want the Reds to win. I want us to win, and you know, that's where my attention mainly goes to.
We are talking, of course, to Cincinnati Reds shortstop Zach Cozart here on Jason and John. The interesting thing about your career, Zach, is that it's been sort of a slower burn for you. You know, you had the injury last year, and through your 20s, obviously. You have had a significant improvement this year. I mean, you got a chance at 31 to make the All-Star game. So I guess the question is sort of, how did you handle the development process?
Yeah.
And knowing that things like that would take time, especially in Major League Baseball, to where you look up today, and again, you're going to have a chance to crack the All-Star game. How did you sort of handle the development and the slower, you know, more gradual process?
Yeah, I mean, I just watched guys. You know, I came up when I first was in the big leagues. I had guys like Scott Rolen and, you know, Miguel Cairo, and then I played with Skip Schumacher, Jay Bruce, you know, Joey Votto, and I watched these guys work. And I see that they make adjustments on the fly, and, you know, they're not scared to, you know, make certain adjustments, even though, you know, a guy like Joey, who's, you know, I think the best hitter in the game, he's constantly making adjustments to try to make himself even that much better.
Yeah.
So, you know, no matter how good or bad your season is, you're still going to want to go into the off season and try to improve on what you've done. So that's kind of what I do. I had a, you know, pretty good year last year, but, you know, I still wasn't satisfied. So, you know, that's why I changed the whole setup thing, to just get that a little bit better. That's all I was trying to do. So it's one of those things to where, You have to, you know, every year, you know, no matter how established you are, you got to try to get better, you know, and all the greats do it. So, it's just like a cat and mouse game with, you know, the pitcher and hitter, and, you know, they're trying to get you out a certain way, and you got to figure it out. And it's pretty fun process from when I was 25 and naive and to where I am now.
Well, Zach, it is true. I am the president of the Memphis chapter of the Zach Cozart fan club. I am the president of the Memphis chapter. But I must say, though, man, as the Cubs fan in me, the Chicago Cubs man in me, sees you hitting home runs in five straight games at Wrigley, dude. It's like you take every chance you can to kill my team. No, what is it about you and hitting in Wrigley that works so well? Like, stop it. You're killing me.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I like hitting there, but it's weird. You know, this past trip we went there, the wind blew out, you know, crazy. And I've, you know, in my 6 years of playing there, I've never been playing in Wrigley with the wind blowing out like that. It's usually blowing in,
yep,
like the opposite.
Yep.
You know, and I was talking to Anthony Rizzo about it. He's like, yeah, it usually only does this like 10 times a year to where it's just like gale force winds out.
Out.
We got lucky this past, you know, road trip where it was 80 degrees and winds blowing out. But I don't know what it is. I just happened to get lucky there, I guess. It's always fun playing versus the Cubbies in Wrigley, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. He is Cincinnati Reds shortstop Zach Cozart. Zach, man, great time talking to you. Keep representing Memphis
in
the majors.
Can't wait to see you in the All-Star game, brother. Congrats on the success.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, man.
Yep, that is Zach Cozart.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.